Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I don't know what the hell you should do with your life. I can help you figure it out, maybe. We can talk about it, but you are the person who has to decide if the things that you're aiming for, you know, get you out of bed in the morning. And then you got to specify the transformation processes and start practicing them. And you have to understand that you're going to be bad at it, but it doesn't matter because bad's fine. Persistent is what you need to be. If you persist, with tiny improvements, if you persist, you win. It's direction that produces primary positive emotion. And so if you need positive emotion to move through life, which you do, because you can't even move without positive emotion, and also positive emotion is a good bulwark against terror and pain. If you need those things, then you need direction, you need a goal, you need a value structure. You let all that nonsense burn away. And you might say, well, I don't know what I should leave behind. And the answer to that is, that's a lie. All you have to do is ask yourself, you'll come up with a list instantly of 100 stupid things that you're doing that you know you could stop doing. Take on the consequences of error and learn from it. And then you win constantly, because even if something goes sideways, you think, there's something to be derived from this. When you're in the world and something objects to you, something that matters objects to you, then in the entire unrealized world is in that thing that objects. It's all tangled up inside it. That's why it's the great dragon of chaos. It's everything that's outside of your conceptual structure. And what is that? It's everything that lurks outside of your walled city. And it's manifested itself like the snake in the garden. And the easiest thing to do is say, I'm not having anything to do with that. But the problem with that is, well, you get your C- and you don't do anything about it. Maybe you're a little bitter and more resentful and your study habits get a little worse. So the next time you get like a D+, and then you collect a bunch of Fs, and then you stop going to school, and then you stop showering, right? Then you end up jumping off the bridge. And so that's how the dragon eats you, when you don't pay attention to it. And so it's no bloody wonder that people avoid, you know. It's really no wonder that they avoid, because error messages contain within them the implicit world. Now, the upside of that is, well, they contain within them the implicit world. And the world isn't all negative. And so maybe you get your C-, and that's actually the best gift you ever got, because somebody finally took you and went, whack, you know, clue in. And so you take that apart and you think, oh, I don't know how to write. I don't know how to think. I've never read anything in my life. My study habits are abysmal, you know, like maybe I'm working at 2% efficiency, which is probably, I would suspect that, I bet there's 30 to 50% of the people in the room are working at 2% efficiency. It's like, you got to, that's so, to find that out is so optimistic. I mean, if you're barely hanging in there, but you're only working at 2%, you might imagine what you could have as a life if you're working at like 50%. So the C- can be the best gift you ever had, and that's the gold that the dragon hoards, right? That's exactly what that means. That doesn't prove that you're stupid. Now, it implies that you might be stupid, but it doesn't, right, really, it does, and that's why you don't want to look at it. Maybe it implies that you're lazy, or implies that you're ignorant, or, like, it implies all sorts of terrible. Might imply that you're a bad person, even. But you don't want to leap to that, and that's sort of the proclamation of innocence before guilt. You are the thing that is, and you're the thing that becomes. And you should put the thing that becomes at a higher place than the thing that is. That means you also have to allow yourself to shake off those things about you that you might be pathologically attached to, habits and people, for that matter, ways of thinking, all of those things. You have to allow yourself to shake those off, and that's more like a burning. That's why the phoenix is the symbol that it is, right? It's old and it deteriorates, it bursts into flame, and then it's reborn. It's like, well, do you want to be reborn? It's like, well, that's not the question. The question is, do you want to burst into flame? And the answer to that generally is no, but that's the wrong answer. The right answer is you let all that nonsense burn away. And so then you look at the micro routines. It's okay, well, I got a C- in this course. Maybe I should study for that course 15 minutes more a day for the next 3 months. And then you ask yourself, do you think you could do that? No, I'm too useless. Okay, how about 15 minutes every second day? You think you could do that? You put it in your schedule, like 15 minutes every second day in the morning. And that's while you think, well, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm not very good at managing my study schedule. That's not quite down here at the behavioral level, but it's pretty close, because what you can take an action. You can open up your schedule and you can say, well, I'll mark 15 minutes aside. Then you can practice doing that. It's pretty low level in the hierarchy. It means, well, you're still not a horrible person. You just got to polish up your work ethic. It's like, shut the hell up most of the time. But now and then you don't shut up because it's time to say something. You don't want to make unnecessary enemies, though. Well, you don't want to take yourself apart any more than is absolutely necessary. Develop some of the micro routines on the other side of the personality distribution. So if you're disagreeable as hell, maybe you could start learning how to do nice things for people. And that actually works, by the way. So if you take disagreeable people who are depressed and you get them doing nice things for other people, their depression tends to lift. But then by the same token, if you're agreeable, then you should practice doing some things for yourself and being more tough-minded in your negotiation. You know, you're extroverted. It's like, okay, man, learn to spend some time with yourself, right? You're low in openness. Well, try reading a book that's outside of your sphere of interest now and then. If you're conscientious, well, you should probably learn how to relax occasionally, and so forth. So you can, I think partly what you're doing as you're developing your personality is not moving the mean much, the average, where you're located, but you're extending the standard deviation so that you're a bigger bag of tricks than you were before. Life has got its rat's nest of miseries, and that's for sure. And maybe you could even make a categorical statement that life is mostly a rat's nest of misery. You know, and you could make a pretty powerful argument for that. But then there's a counter question, which is, well, what if you tried not to make it any more miserable than it had to be, right? Then what would it be like? I would suspect that most of that misery would go away, because it's the unnecessary misery that really brings you down. You know, it's like, well, if someone has cancer, it's like, that sucks. But it's not like you can say, if only we had done this differently, then that wouldn't have happened. But when someone's out like torturing you in a malevolent way, or maybe you're doing the same, you can always ask yourself, well, is this really necessary? Is this just like a useless add-on to the miseries of life? That's what disheartens people. And so even in your own life, if you aren't suffering from self-imposed misery, and you're only suffering from inescapable misery, maybe you could handle that. And even maybe without becoming irredeemably corrupt. So the goal would be, well, yeah, life is a rat's nest of miseries, and maybe it has no ultimate meaning. We could say that if we're feeling particularly pessimistic. But it still leaves one question open, which is, if you didn't do everything you could to make it worse, how good could you make it be? And the least answer is, well, it could be tragedy, but maybe not hell.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.